When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Candy Boys. In this episode of the Candy Boys, I'm not eating candy anymore, because I listened back to the last episode, and I just had shit in my mouth the whole time, and I don't know if that's something that you guys are into, and no one said anything about it, saying that they didn't like the sound of me fucking chewing out the whole time, but you guys should have. What's wrong with you? Why do you listen to someone eat shit like that all the time?
And just to be clear, Clay's not talking about poop.
No.
Yeah,
poop,
he's
talking about candy.
Clay's trying to kick candy right now.
Kicking candy right now, and let me tell you, he's itching and sweating all over the place because it's candy kicking.
No, he's looking pretty sick.
I gotta say, just to describe what the boys look like, right now we're sitting out on my deck.
Yeah. I got candy in my mouth
house
again.
In Highland Park.
Guys, you just got played.
It's a little bit bittersweet because I'm gonna be moving out of this place soon. But it's really nice because Clay's wearing a blue shirt I've never seen him wear. And I love this shirt.
That is a really nice shirt.
You got this in Santa Maria.
Oh, yeah?
In my hometown?
Yeah.
What were you doing in there?
That was months ago. I don't remember anymore.
Driving through or what?
We went Antakin.
In Santa Maria?
Yeah.
And you didn't even invite Rod to his hometown?
No.
Because he sucks?
It wasn't in Santa Maria.
Why didn't you invite him? Because he sucks?
Wasn't it in Los Alamos?
I don't want to get tailed.
What's that mean?
You know, tailed by the 5-0.
Because Rod will call the cops if you...
If you bring me to Santa Maria, the cops do notice.
Oh,
LAPD
I see.
LAPD needs to keep tabs on the certain
people. They need to know
people.
If he leaves the city.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And if he leaves the city, what is he doing? So.
But Clayton, you went to Los Alamos.
Yeah, I went to Los Alamos.
That's not Santa Maria, but it's pretty close.
Oh, my God.
Clay started the podcast with a lie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's where my dad's favorite restaurant was.
It's weird, Clay started the podcast with a lie. On my deck.
You know why I did that?
What?
Because I love Donald Trump.
Your dad.
I love Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So.
When I do an impression of your dad, does it make you miss him?
Oh, yeah, of course. I want to give him a big old hug.
Does it make you cry because he's all the way in New York City?
Yeah. Or Washington D.C.
Or Florida. Sometimes he's in Florida, too.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say to your dad? We could talk to him right now.
All
right,
all serious, all goofs aside. I love you, Daddy.
Do you have any questions you want to ask him?
This dude loves his dad.
Do you love your boy?
I love my boy.
You love your boy?
I love my boy.
Oh, that's a perfect Donald Trump.
Love my boy, and for that reason...
Well, Rod, what about the boy? Is that a perfect boy?
Yeah, this is a perfect Trump son.
But do you have any questions on policy you want to know?
Oh, yeah.
From your dad?
Yeah.
Maybe a plan for COVID?
Like Homeland Security or something like that.
Oh, I love Homeland Security because I love that stuff. Because I need to feel security, I call Homeland.
Yeah.
That is actually something he would say.
Yeah.
That's why I love Homeland. I love immigrants, you guys. I love Homeland Security for that reason.
It's crazy he's Cartman.
Yes.
What?
What?
It's crazy Trump is Cartman.
I don't hear it.
Rod, what you just did is you made me feel small.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I'm a stand-up comedian, and I need to be supported, but you just made me think my impression isn't very good, and it sounds like Cartman.
Because you thought it sounded like Cartman.
No,
I think it sounded like Donald Trump, my dad.
I think Donald Trump sounds a little bit like Cartman. Yeah. He reminds me of Cartman.
How does this remind you of Cartman? In Covfefe.
Yes. So Covfefe is something that Cartman's never said.
Yeah.
That is true. Maybe have Trump say cheesy poofs. Maybe that's what I need.
I went the other day. I went to the Trump Tower and I made sure they had cheesy poofs.
Yeah, I don't hear.
It's pretty different. Yeah.
I don't hear it at all.
Yeah.
Now that you said cheesy poofs, I kind of so different.
Yeah.
So Clay's got this blue shirt. He's looking good. And then meanwhile,
when you want to.
Yeah. What's up?
I slept in the shirt by accident. This is a button-up
You
shirt.
Don't sleep in that kind of shirt.
I was tired, you bitch.
That's a thick button-up shirt. You must be honest. Really tired, man.
That looks like a classic sleeping shirt to me.
Yeah, this is like because
it's got
bananas
like the stripes.
And pajamas type of thing.
Oh, it's that material.
Anywho,
it looks like a different material.
My fat ass was rolling around and I busted a button, and Whitney got me a new button. She said, "What type do you want?" I said, "Make it brown."
Oh, you got a brown button.
Clay loves the color brown.
Yeah,
because it don't show stains.
Same color as poop.
I can shit on this button and it won't show a stain.
Yeah.
That's why Clay's always wearing those brown pants.
Yes, man.
So Clay's got his new shirt.
I also went.
What's up?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Excuse me, gang. I went to a drive-in theater for the first time.
And how was it?
Could barely pay attention to the movie. Movie. Too much stuff going on.
Like what?
I'm staring at all the marks on my windshield. For one, two. I got cars all around me.
Yeah, maybe me and Rod are going tomorrow. Seeing Bill and Ted.
Bill and who?
Bill and Ted.
Are they playing all of them?
Just two of them.
Just two of them.
Ted Danson?
No.
Billy Carter?
No.
No. Bill Esquire something?
Yeah, I don't know their names.
And then Ted something.
Bill, also Ted.
Yeah, so we're seeing Bill.
The
and
movie
Ted.
Of George Carlin? The it's dirtiest not,
no,
mouth
now
on
it's
stand-up?
Kristen Shaw, though. Now it's Kristen Shaw.
Kristen Shaw's George Carlin now?
Yeah. I wish it was Amy Schumer. No, nothing against Kristen Shaw, but I wish it was more edgy.
I wish it was George Carlin, the dirtiest stand-up and dirtiest mouth in stand-up.
Yeah, he does have a dirty mouth. Have you heard about these seven words? Have you heard
shit,
about
shit, bitch, cunt,
poop,
shit, ass, poop?
Yeah,
I've heard them all.
Yeah. Those are that's fucked up. Huh?
Yeah,
fucked he's up. Got a twisted mind doing those seven.
And he's trying to
say
that
words.
On TV. Yeah.
Burp, butt, piss.
Yes.
Burp, butt, burp, piss, burp, fart, poop.
Burp, butt, piss.
Fucking
shit,
cunt.
Fucking asshole, bitch.
Is fucking asshole, bitch, one word?
Wait, hold on. What is it again? Is it burp,
burp, piss,
cunt, asshole,
fucking asshole, bitch,
bitch.
Don't touch me, you fucking
piece of
asshole.
Shit.
Yeah, one of the words is definitely don't touch me,
you
asshole.
Fucking asshole.
Don't take it out of here, you fucking asshole.
it's not your car, pal. Stop looking at it, you
excuse
fucking
me.
Dick.
What the fuck do you think you're doing? Get the fuck out of here.
You dumbo.
Well, you can't say those words on television. That's why on TV you never hear anybody say, get out of here, you pig fucking asshole. Bitch, you pink little pig ass fucker.
And George
asshole,
Carlin, he
bitch.
Brought that up. He made us think about that.
We've never seen a TV show on network television where someone says, "You smell like shit, you fucking stained cunt."
Yes, dude, I like this wit. Fucking asshole, cunt, shit, bitch.
Whoa, George, come on. You know you can't say that.
Well, you can't say it on TV. That's what he's saying. You do not. Oh. That's how he gets away with it, is because he said, don't say this.
Yeah, he's like making a list, and he's like, hey, don't say these things.
Yeah.
I'm going to say them the one time. Right. I can do that.
That's the whole bit. That was a good bit. These are words that you shouldn't say, and I don't condone them.
I don't condone ever calling someone a chunky little pork bitch.
Hey. That's one of the seven.
Yeah.
Fucking chunky little fat ass. You stop looking at me, you fucking bitch.
You scrawny pussy.
Can you not say that one?
You can't say, look at that fucking scrawny little pussy.
Scrawny little pussy. Fuck off.
This is stuff you can't say on TV, and people didn't know this before, and they were getting in trouble.
Yeah, well, his after
Lenny Bruce
that,
get arrested.
HBO is sweating bullets.
What's crazy is he did another special after that. It's the 30 words you can't.
30 words you can't say on TV.
Which is, what's up?
Bubble trouble. Double hubble.
You say hubble.
You can say hubble, you can say bubble.
In trouble?
You in trouble, you can say hubble trouble.
Bubble double.
That special wasn't that good, I will say that.
It wasn't nearly as edgy.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? It's me, George Collin. Here's your 30 words you can say on TV. Bubble, truck,
Car.
Tire. Brakes, steering wheel.
Steering wheel.
The words.
Brake, car, Honda.
I'm getting through them.
I'm not done yet.
Clay, you're shaking.
Honda Accord, Honda Civic. 1991, 1992, 1993, 1994.
You can say all these words.
You can say all these. I'm not dead.
There's more words.
Hat, shirt, shoes, belt, phone, television, 30, 31, 32, 13. I'm not dead. Where are you going?
Somebody tell me how many words that is. Leaving. Word count.
30 words you can say on television.
Microphone, stage. What?
It's really obvious he's improvising.
Yeah. I'm gonna need that Jeez, word count. George, how many? Carlin. What am I at?
George Carlin. Carlin
ponytail,
George.
Ponytail. Ponytail. Speaking of ponytail, Rod, he brushed his hair. His hair looks really good.
Yeah, you look like a nice, well-maintained horse.
You look like someone from the 90s.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know what I mean? Like,
I look like a mid-90s?
Yeah, you look like a mid-90s, like somebody from the band Extreme.
Oh, okay.
You know that music video, More Than Words? It's the two guys on acoustic guitars.
Yeah. What is this? Oh, yeah.
Should I get an acoustic guitar?
Yeah, Rod. I got an acoustic guitar the other day. I'm obsessed with playing acoustic guitar now. I got a mini guitar. Like, not a backpacking guitar, but like somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what it was called? I didn't even know this.
Middle ditch?
Rod guitar?
The name of the guitar.
Yes.
In the hole, you look and it says Taylor, which is the brand. And
the guitar hole. Yes.
The guitar hole. It's called the Big Baby.
Shut up.
You what? Believe that?
I can't believe that.
And it's named after you.
It's named after me, man.
Your famous song. Are you going to do an acoustic version of Big Baby?
I already did.
Because the fit you threw when you had to wear a mask at some coffee shop? I don't know. Go on, don't let me interrupt you.
Because I don't believe in COVID.
Yes.
It wasn't a fit, Clay. I was just telling people that they're all sheep.
Wait, are you a Karen?
I'm absolutely a Karen.
Yeah.
That's proud funny. Karen.
You're kind of a Karen, but you're also a Chad.
Yeah.
So I can play these games, too.
Yeah, so I'm confused about Karen, because some people are like, when someone complains about, basically what it looks like is on Twitter, Karens are people who don't believe in COVID and they go to the grocery store, but on TikTok, if you care about anything and you're a woman, then you're a Karen.
Yeah, no, I think it kind of has devolved into being
literally anything. It's
just like any woman who is
whoever
upset.
Wants to say it, they get to pick the meaning.
Yeah.
So
it's really just that, it's really nothing anymore. Yeah.
See, this is why I am over a week in now of no Instagram or Twitter.
This is a cleanse.
This is a cleanse. It's absolutely great for my psyche.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got over like the first hump of COVID, which is where I felt
which
the
is
need.
Getting COVID and recovering.
Yeah, I've gotten COVID 4 times.
Yes.
Because of the mask thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but you don't believe still.
Well, I don't believe in masks.
Uh-huh. Right?
But I don't believe in COVID at all.
But you have gotten it.
I've gotten it, yeah. 4 times.
Air quotes, he's gotten it.
But you don't
four
believe.
4 times.
No, I don't believe it. Right. I don't believe in COVID.
A doctor can say anything when you have a fever.
Rod, you realize that, like, do you understand what they're
feeding
you? Yeah,
I'm just confused. I'm just
What's
really,
confusing you?
Yeah. I'm confused that you say you don't believe in it, but you do know that you've had it?
4 times I've had
four
it.
4 times he's had it, yes.
But it's not real. There's nothing real. The doctor says you have COVID and you need to
quarantine.
And I say,
Wait goes right.
I go, yeah, whatever, you pussy bitch.
Aren't you like super sick though when you have it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to die. Can't move. I have no taste.
But you know, he says to the doctor,
pussy ass bitch.
Is there any television cameras around? Because I got some 10 words to say to you. Fucking. Pussy ass bitch, turd burger,
your
idiot
turd burger, pussy ass bitch, burp smelling old honky.
Honky.
And you say this to the doctor?
You fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And I can say that because you're a guy.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci says doctor.
Dr. Fauci is your doctor?
Yeah, he's my private care physician.
Mm-hmm. You go see doctor. So
and
when
this
you're...
little pussy ass bitch
yes.
tells me
say,
I have COVID?
Yes.
I say, you have COVID, you old white haired guy.
You see his bad pitch, though?
Yeah, his bad TV show pitch he's always telling me.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
time I go in there.
Every time he goes in there, there's a TV pitch he wants to do.
He goes, what if it's a doctor? He works for Donald Trump.
And then
and that's the
and
show.
And what do you say? You say, that sounds like a great show, but here's some 10 words that you can't say when you make it.
Yeah, that show reminds me of 10 words that will never be on
really
the show,
know,
which is, you smell like a bitch,
bitch,
you old asshole. I told Clay this story before.
Well,
that's
there
why
too.
He knows the whole story.
Yeah, I was there, too.
Yeah,
and
well,
Clay's always there with me.
Yeah, you guys go together.
Yeah, of course, man.
That's when you're good friends. You go with your friend.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Clay
man.
Clay over here, he's on the fence about COVID.
Yeah.
He's like, is it real?
Is it real? Is it not real? I just like to look at both sides of things. You know me.
Yeah, right. you want to see both sides.
And right. I'm very not centered here.
Since I've taken this position, I've gotten COVID twice, or maybe I didn't. So
maybe you did, maybe you didn't.
Right.
But you were sick.
Oh, deathly, yes.
And the doctor and Dr. Fauci told you you had COVID.
And I said, "Did I tell you to talk to me, you skinny bitch?"
And he's like, "Oh, bad news. We're filming a reality show."
Well, Clay says, "I'm gonna cuss right now," because he's a little bit more polite than me.
I go, "I'm about to say two words I can't say on TV. You skinny bitch."
Go ahead and turn off the cameras.
Yes. Make sure this ain't on TV. You skinny pussy ass.
Yes. You fucking white haired booger. So, hope there's no TV getting that. TV camera again.
That's not going to be on TV for sure.
Well, the cameras probably turn off when you say language so harsh.
Oh, that does make sense.
You white-haired booger licker.
Yes, booger licker.
Were you calling me that? Or that's what you say to Fauci?
Well, it depends. So, Rod, you're full on board. You're just like this COVID guy over here.
I do actually 100% believe COVID is real.
You're just this guy over here who's like, yeah, COVID. Meanwhile, you've never gotten it, so yes, how do you know it's real?
That's actually a good point. I haven't gotten it, and I do believe that it is real. So,
exactly.
My cousin got it.
Drew?
Melissa.
Oh, shit. For real?
Yeah.
What happened?
She lives in Alabama, doesn't give a fuck.
Does she still not give a fuck?
I don't know. It's just something I heard my mom say. My dad's side of the family doesn't. They could care less. Yeah. Went to Key West the first week, or like the first like month that really get serious.
Oh shit!
They're like, "Whoa, this is you can fly for a chain. Let's go to Key West." And they're gonna go, "Where's the beach?"
And they're also gonna go, "Look at all these restaurants. Where's the chicken?"
Where's all the restaurants where I can't eat the chicken tenders? Where's the beach?
There's a certain part of Clay's dad's family that was always really fun to eat dinner at their house because they are grown-ups, but they eat the food that a child would dream of.
They eat daycare food.
Yeah.
All day.
It's just like brownies, chicken tenders, and macaroni and cheese. It's great.
Yeah. None of them can cook.
Is it just box macaroni and cheese?
Oh, yeah. You pick the best.
It was
No, not even that. It's like you picked it up cooked.
Oh, yeah. You'd go buy it.
Yeah, you go buy it.
It rocked.
Wow. Buy it in a little tin thing.
Remember when we went there with our friend Brock who had his lip was pierced?
Yeah.
And your little cousin, who's like 10 years younger than us, and we were teenagers at the time, so he was like 8, was like, couldn't stop staring at Brock and was like, "How did they get that in there?" And Brock was like, "I got shot in the face by a BB." And he was like, "Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my absolute hellish God." And we tried to show him.
It does suck. But he will go to hell for that. But.
That's true. We tried to show him Batman. Batman Begins had just come out.
Uh-huh.
And he was scared. Really scared.
Yeah. Batman Begins is kind of scary, though.
That's true. Speaking of love, and I know that you guys will probably have other opinions.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about Tenet?
No, The Batman.
Batman. You see this trailer?
Oh, I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Welcome to the freaking Nerdist.
You texted me that trailer.
Chris Hardwick.
Why didn't you text me the trailer?
You texted both of us the trailer.
No, I texted. Right when I saw what's name.
I don't remember.
You texted both of us.
No, I didn't text
her. I didn't watch the trailer.
I did not text
you. I gotta watch it.
Oh, it was just me? That makes me feel nice.
Does it look good?
I think it looks cool.
I thought it looked great.
Yeah. It looks
kidding
like
me? I thought it was gonna be so fucking stupid.
Me too.
It wasn't stupid. I mean, like, the car is stupid.
It looks the same way that Joker looks. Like, the vibe of it feels very small and contained.
Is it set in the 90s?
It was like, no. what if a Dodge Durango was a Batmobile? That's my one critique of it.
Can we have the Batmobile? No. Could you do it more like a Dodge Durango? Oh, wait. Could you do it more like a Ford Fiesta?
What if it was like a Honda? What if we did a Honda Civic Batmobile?
Can we do a Kia Rio? Is that in the budget?
So this Batman is like Robert Smith Batman?
Uh-huh.
Would that be how you would describe him?
No. What was that one guy that you like, Rod?
Me?
Oh. That I like?
He looks like anime Batman in a way.
I mean, this is not new take. This is a take an internet ad. Chris Gaines?
Right, Chris Gaines Batman.
Yeah. This is not an original
Chris
take.
Gaines, Garth Brooks' brother or something. Yeah, his alter ego. Chris Gaines, that's what he looks like. Or that, but he has his eye makeup on. So there's a lot of cool stuff in this. This movie feels very low budget, which I love. I like that about when you go back and watch Batman Begins, it feels like such a small movie. This feels even smaller.
But you
than
watched
that.
It on the iPhone for the first time.
Yeah. No, I watched it on my flip phone, on my flip camera.
You had Clay record it for you, and then you watched it.
Clay recorded it with the flip camera. He recorded the TV.
Unfortunately, I was in a sneezing fit throughout the whole film.
And he kept sneezing. He kept going, Snatcher!
Yes.
Captain!
Yes. This was during COVID, too. This was saw it for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
I'm new to Batman. Batman guy.
Yeah.
And Clay, I remember Clay was describing, you know, March. Clay goes, Wit, there's some crap I feel like you would love.
Yes.
And you go, you know about vampires?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, what about them? I love those guys.
You talk about Morbius?
Well, I'm obsessed with Morbius. Morbius. Everyone knows I love Morbius.
I'm not a big fan. Lesbius, if I can name him.
Oh, you like Lesbius?
Lesbius, yes.
That's really... I don't know Lesbius. I do know Morbius.
I would love Lesbius. So. Go off, don't let me interrupt
you. All right, so...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Clay's like, you know about these vampire guys. Yes, I say, yes. I love these guys. I love what they just are about as far as the blood-sucking stuff, about as far as they are living forever. They can only hang out at night. That's my kind of stuff that I love. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. All right, well, this is a Batman. And I go, excuse me? And then what did you say?
Well, right when I said that, you got in a little hit and fit.
Oh, I could stop hitting you.
Yeah.
I was smacking your ass. Yeah. Saying you fucking bitch.
You said
pussy.
A couple words that you cannot repeat on TV. I'll say
you,
that much.
You pansy ass cunt.
Yes, yeah. I do remember that.
Just like George Carlin.
Yeah, so. Got me in the ear a couple of times, so my ears were ringing, so I was like,
well, I knew if I hit you in your ear, you'd be sensitive because you've had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, Clay is real sensitive. Right.
But you wanted the ringing so you can censor some of the words that you can
exactly.
Anywho, gang, so, yeah.
Because Clay was much younger at the time.
I was 14 at the time. This was in March.
Yeah.
14, yeah.
Yeah. So what were you saying? You said something about Batman, describing him.
Yeah. I was describing
him. I say, excuse me?
Once you realize I wasn't describing Dracula.
Yeah.
That's when the
Dracula. Here's my thing. I love vampires, but Dracula freaks me out.
Yes.
Just thinking about Dracula, guy freaks me the hell out.
Yes,
Dracula's scary.
Yes.
Well, because he's going to bite you.
Yeah. He's like a dog. Yeah.
Which, I don't love that. I don't want to get bite.
Yeah.
Bit from a guy like that.
Remember in the Francis Ford Coppola Dracula movie?
He crawled on the ceiling.
He goes, excuse me, I'm about to bite you like a damn dog.
He goes,
That's the one with the guy. He's young, but he look old.
Yes,
that's Dracula.
Yeah. Yes,
Dracula. And I say to him, I say to Dracula, if you're gonna bite me, at least go fetch a stick first.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Clay's saying,
anywho, gang.
Yeah, so what were you saying again?
I was saying, I described Batman to you.
Oh, and my body's covered in chills as Clay's describing this guy.
Right, and I was like, well, you know, I'm doing a private screening with me and a couple of strangers. Want me to bring my flip camera?
I say, please.
Yes. So I went there.
Because I wasn't able to go there because
I was
in Ibiza.
I went to a senior citizen screening.
There's cheap tickets to Ibiza.
I remember in March you went to Ibiza first thing.
Yeah.
You call it a pleaser.
They announced COVID.
Take a please.
Yeah.
So I went to their senior citizen screening of, they call it Batman 1 is what they call it.
Yeah.
And then I went there, got in a really big sneezing fit. Almost got kicked out for sneezing so much. And filmed the movie, and I showed it to you. And you're like, wow, this is a really small film. I go, it's a skinny screen, you little fucking cunt bitch. But you never got it. You thought it was a small independent
film. I still don't quite understand what you mean by that.
Yeah.
It was very small.
You got bitch shit in your brain.
Well, my brain is filled with old bitch mud.
Shit, yes.
Bitch shit.
The bitch
shit mud.
Well, and meanwhile, Clay over here is filled with old fucking...
Let's say it.
Well, clear.
There's no TV cameras.
You're a grease bitch.
Yes.
Which is why you don't know how to think.
Yes, true.
Is that true?
True. Yeah.
He's a grease eating bitch.
He's a grease. You're a grease bitch, and you don't know how to think.
I'm a thin brain, skinny pussy.
And I'm sorry. Can you say that one on TV?
Thin brain, skinny pussy.
Yeah. Can you?
No.
That's on the list.
That's on the list too.
You ever have a friend who like? The way that they cuss really makes you feel uncomfortable.
Because they really emphasize it?
They, like, go, yeah, so the other day I went to the fucking movies. And you're like, oh, gee. Immediately it feels like a stepdad is, like mad at me or something.
Yeah.
Please don't hit me.
You ever hear a cunt unexpectedly by someone who's, like, just found out about Ricky Gervais?
Right. They go...
I mean, that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, I don't like that
many
guy.
Many years.
But. I don't like that guy. He's a fucking cunt. He's a fucking cunt.
Oh, they give it the Ricky Gervais. Fucking they do cunt. The Ricky Gervais yeah. impression.
Ricky Gervais has some, like, interesting ideas.
Yeah.
As far as religion and stuff goes. Are you guys into that kind of shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love religion.
I'm a god.
You love it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a god hog?
I'm a god hog. I'm a godless fucking asshole cunt.
I can't get enough of this stuff.
And Rod, so what religion are you? Christian?
I mean, I kind of just believe all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're a centrist when it comes to religion.
Yeah. When it comes to religion, I believe, you know, most of it.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of it. Any of it I heard.
Yeah. I'm really into the Bible. I just love the stuff in there. All that stuff about the big guy fighting the little guy and the little guy winning.
I don't really get it. But then again, I'm a godless asshole. Fucking idiot, shitbag.
Yeah, that's true. I would describe Clay as a godless little fucking twat.
So is Ricky likes this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, Ricky, he's got some thoughts about it. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay, well, I'll watch his movie.
Yeah.
What's that movie called?
Fucking.
Is Louis C.K. in it?
Oh, Invention of Lying.
Invention of Lying isn't actually kind of an interesting movie.
I've never seen it.
I remember enjoying that movie, but whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm a shit filled bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
I couldn't imagine
back
that watching.
Up. I can back that up.
You ever try and find a movie like that that's just kind of like lost into the? It's just
into
gone?
2008.
Yeah.
There's so many movies that I want to watch.
Isn't that weird?
I literally can't find.
Dude, CJ the other day was reminding me of The Go-Getter.
Go who what?
Oh, dude! If you saw the Google Go-Getter. You'll see the DVD cover and you'll go, holy shit. I don't know if we ever watched it, but it was in every Blockbuster.
Go-Getter.
Yeah, it was when Blockbuster had like a Sundance Select section.
Oh, yeah.
I saw some real shit.
Every movie starred Zooey Deschanel.
That sounds right.
In that time period.
Go-Getter.
The Go-Getter.
Oh my God. The fucking standing. Yeah, I remember this. Standing on the fucking car.
It's a stand on the car kind of movie.
It's a stand on the car
with
type
Lou Taylor
of movie.
Pucci.
You said what to me? You can't say that on TV.
That's that actor's name, Lou Taylor Pucci. We used to live near him, and I would see him all the time. And he's in Thumbsucker, and so I would get kind of.
Wait, is he the boy that stars in Thumbsucker?
Yeah, he's awesome in that movie.
Little Pony Pucci.
Little that's little Lou His Taylor Pucci.
You can't say that on. You cannot say that.
You
on
can't
TV.
Say Lou Taylor Pucci on TV.
Yeah.
That's why.
But Lou Taylor Pucci plays a.
Type that in there.
A creepy. Sketchy douchebag in the TV show You on Netflix. And so me and Misha were watching, and I was like, whoa, it's Lou Taylor Pucci. And she thought I was making that up the whole time.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't she? His name's Lou Taylor Pucci.
If I heard anyone say, oh, that's Lou Taylor. Wait, what's his name?
Lou Taylor Pucci.
Lou Taylor Pucci. Oh, man, he's having a stroke.
If you would have said Lou Pucci, Taylor Pucci.
Oh, Pucci. Oh, boy, Pucci.
I believe both of those names.
Oh, Lou Taylor Pucci.
Lou Taylor Pucci.
Pucci. Ah, Lou Taylor Pucci.
That sounds like a classic wit goofy word.
Yeah. Nah.
That sounds
what
like
you
some,
mean?
That's like some slappy do ass shit.
Yeah. Slappy do. Oh, I haven't said slappy do in a long time. Man, I haven't even been online in a fucking
while.
The truth is, you know, I go on, I still look.
Yeah, so, you
got. When's the last time you
I
got
don't
stage
scroll.
Time? Be honest with me.
It's the last time I had stage time?
Yeah.
Sometime in early March, man. Oh, did y'all hear the news about COVID, about the vaccine? Middle of next year. That's what they're projecting.
Middle next year.
Jesus middle of Christ. Next year.
Middle next year.
But I don't believe in this shit anymore.
I don't believe in it either.
All I care about is skating, to be honest, dude.
All I care about skating too, video game style.
Me and Claire are skaters. What are you, Rod?
I'm just a gamer. My
skateboard is gaming. So.
Yeah, you need to think about consider Clay.
Consider
for a
me
second.
When you before this no, shit but comes you guys out of your
both
mouth.
Skate,
me.
And then me and Clay, we both game.
Okay, oh, you yikes. Need to think about Clay because he's a gamer too.
I don't. Yes. Understand. I mean, I'm not saying Clay's not a gamer,
but Clay is. He's
but
the
gaming is kind of my thing.
He's the gamer.
But
game.
I do. I game on Twitch.
What did you say to me?
Do people even know that you game?
You game on Twitch? Well, guess
yes,
what?
Yes, I just posted it on my Twitter or Instagram. Clay, I tweeted it on Instagram.
Rod
on my
games
TikTok!
On Twitch because Rod's same old bitch.
Yes.
Can you?
When's the last time
can't
you...
Can't say that on TV. You can say it on Twitch, can. Though, I bet.
Probably you can't. You can't actually say it on Twitch.
But you can't show a nipple or a foot or something, right?
Yeah. You can't show anything that might possibly be sexual.
Can't jack off?
Can't jack off.
Damn, that sucks.
Wait, you mean you can't jack off and show your wiener?
But what if you think of something hot? Like, ooh. Oh, dude, the other day, I thought of the hottest fucking girl. I had to jack off.
Yes.
Damn, dude. That girl actually sounds pretty hot to
me. Well, dude, let me describe her to you. Long legs.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, dang. I see it.
Little ass torso.
Oh, Pamela Anderson.
Shortest torso
me?
You've ever seen.
Yes.
With the legs so long. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, this girl's 6 feet tall.
Yes.
Pamela legs Anderson. So long.
Yes.
I'd say
legs for 5 feet long.
About
leg,
seven. About 75% mm-hmm. of her body.
Body's leg. Yeah.
About leg. Ooh, and those oof. Knees are just like bending.
Where
in
are
three
the
different
on the
ways.
Leg?
Middle.
Probably in the middle somewhere.
They're
not
bending, but they bend the other way.
Both knees are not in the same position.
It's like a flamingo?
And exactly. Yes. Oh, dude, I'm getting fucking hard knee thinking about it. I'm getting...
I don't know if you can... I don't know if you can get horny on Patreon.
So,
well, good thing I can't, because I'm not anymore, because I just nutted. Yeah. My pants are filled with fucking... sauce right
it's
now.
It's like filled with your debt right now.
So, dude, so at the drive-in, they
the band
Skin Graph.
Sorry, go ahead.
People like to
wait. Where are you?
I was in drive-in Mission Tiki.
Skin Graph.
And
why aren't they getting reunited for this?
Wait, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Let Clay finish the story. Yeah. Start from the beginning.
So the other day, Whitney told me she wanted to go to see a fucking film.
Uh-huh. Where?
She said at the movie theater, I go, what are you smoking? Do you know what's going on right now?
Yeah.
So we had that talk.
We told her about it?
Finally. Yeah.
What'd she think?
She was scared and was wondering why I didn't tell her earlier, but I don't know, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. So we went through that. And
you're
then,
as busy as a bitch with a bone.
I was busier than an Oregon dog, you fucking... skinny.
As busy as a bitch with a bone and a yard to dig a hole.
Uh-huh. And so when you're at the movie, people love driving around, doing circles in the freaking lot, trying to get a better spot.
Yeah, and a lot of people forget.
I can't pay attention to any of this, and the movie is really hard to pay attention to because there's a lot of shit going on. It's not Inception.
And people forget to turn off their lights.
Yes.
Did you back in, or did you...
I went straight in. And there's little mounds, and I went on the mound where the car's pointing up at the screen.
God, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
were people allowed to back in?
Yes.
Well, so maybe
anything
tomorrow
can go
we'll
there,
a little
back
in.
Were people in? Did people bring their trucks? Were they hanging out in the back of the truck beds?
Directly behind us. We had
I love that.
People, yeah.
That's what we used to do when we used to go to the drive-in. with my
right,
friends.
I would go to that same drive-in in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Santa
well,
Barbara.
Well, mine was in Santa Maria.
Santa Maria, yeah.
That's oh, sorry. I thought y'all would go to the same.
No.
Yeah, me and my brother would always go to the one in Santa Barbara and back his van in.
Yeah.
It was kind of the only movie theater they could take their child to, my nephew, because he could, like, run around and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be a, you know those, like, metal, like, spinning things?
Merry-go-round?
Yeah, merry-go-round. There used to be a merry-go-round.
I couldn't remember merry-go-round.
What's wrong with you?
Well, there's like merry-go-round.
Rod's on methadone. He's trying to kick heroin.
There's a merry-go-round that's like a different thing. But then there's the metal one where you can really get hurt. Merry-go-round.
Sorry, Rod, you're just kind of weird.
You could really get you could really get hurt as a kid.
I said quit cold turkey, but he goes, I need a little bit.
I need a little taste to get me through.
The methadone.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through, guys. It's Rod's been really hard.
Heroin addict. COVID has been hard.
Yeah. It's been very hard to get the heroin as during COVID, but I can get the methadone, and it's like fine. But
pathetic.
What was that?
It's pathetic.
Why is it? Because you want cold turkey?
I like cold turkey. I like it all the time.
Looks like your mouth is watering.
Clay, you're whispering. We're social distancing, Clay's whispering and we can't hear him.
Did you know that if someone, Rod, would if he quit cold turkey, doesn't mean he gets a bunch of turkey.
Oh.
He just, that means, that's a saying for like stopping drugs immediately with no help.
Put that cold turkey on a sandwich, I'll eat that up.
Right, I don't know. It might be hard for Clay to get this because he's really hungry.
I do have
some cheddar and some bread. I'll eat that shit. Right,
what would you get on the side?
I like some hot turkey. Is
my thing. More cold turkey.
You want extra cold turkey on the side?
Yeah, like the cold turkey.
That's like Whit with his side of wings.
From what? With a burger?
No. With a fucking chicken sandwich.
With your wings. You just get more wings.
No, but when you go to Chick-fil-A, this is a different thing. This is not the wings. You'd get a chicken sandwich, and on the side, you just get more chicken.
Yeah, man, nuggets. That's all Chick-fil-A got.
No, that's what I would do, too.
No, the reason I do that at Chick-fil-A is because
But I'm a stupid, skinny little pussy bitch for getting cold turkey next to my cold turkey sandwich.
Or you're a pansy-ass porker.
Oh, that's true.
I shouldn't say porker. Clay looks great.
Yeah. I am 300 pounds, 4 feet tall, so you do the math.
Yeah, No, because you never get to go to a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And so when I go, I try to taste all my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
That's my reason for doing that.
And that's what you tell the drive-in person.
I say, I like to taste all my favorite things.
So.
And usually...
They go, say no more.
You don't just pretend that you're buying for a family?
And then a lot of times I get there, and someone's showing me their asshole.
Really?
At Chick-fil-A?
At Chick-fil-A, they did that happen?
Because Pamela Anderson works at Chick-fil-A. She knows I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You talking about CJ?
What's that?
CJ.
What about him?
That's was her name in Baywatch.
Yeah, so CJ works there.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson /CJ. She knows I'm a fan. And so I like to taste all my favorite things.
For cold jeans?
Exactly.
Yes.
So I get through the drive-thru. She's showing me her asshole. I say,
that's a nice treat.
I say, what? I'm in a relationship, Pam. Oh. She goes, I'm sorry, I'm kidding. She gives me my food.
Just goofing with that.
I leave.
Who are you seeing the movie with tomorrow in your vehicle?
Oh, Rod. Well, maybe I will go with CJ, but me and CJ are in the same pod, and so Rod's in that same pod as well.
So y'all are taking one car?
But, well, we have two. We couldn't find anybody else to go. Do you want to go?
Probably not.
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't tell you about it.
Yeah, it's hard to get people to go to stuff like that.
So we have tickets for two cars, but it's very unlikely that those people want to go.
But
what?
Open up your back. Does your back open, like flop it up?
Yeah, it goes up. You think that's a better idea?
That's a great idea. Where are you seeing this?
I don't know. CJ's in charge.
Okay.
It's probably the Tiki place.
Tiki place is great. I like it.
Monrovia?
What are you saying to me?
I don't know. It's like somewhere where you get you can get like a special fast food. Right?
Special fast food.
They didn't have it. Well, they had tacos there.
No, CJ said we'd get Dairy Queen.
Oh, I think that he just means on the way.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. Like the kind of like small town in California where they have like a Dairy
Sonic
Queen or
a Dairy
Sonic.
Queen, yeah.
Anything east of Pasadena, you get all that crap.
Oh, yeah, man. On the way between Utah and L.A., there's so many Wendy's.
Yeah.
There's like none in
You see in LA. Hotels? Motels? Holiday Inn?
No.
In L.A., you really kind of have to go out of your way.
We got an Airbnb.
Wait, how long did it take you to get there?
To Utah?
Yeah. One day?
Like six or 7 hours.
Oh,
not
really?
Long at all. To get to Zion, yeah.
Oh, you just went to Zion? I thought
we went to
Aspen.
Zion and Aspen. No, we got a Airbnbs.
Both places?
Yeah.
Y'all know how to plan.
We stayed in four Airbnbs.
Y'all know how to plan, my man.
Well, we planned it pretty far in advance.
Yeah.
I'm not staying in no damn hotel.
Yeah, I think you can just...
Even though I don't believe in COVID.
Yeah.
You hear about what happened in Melbourne?
Melbourne?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I don't know him.
Australia... Melbourne was way ahead. They were doing great with COVID.
Uh-huh.
And then what ended up happening is all the hotel employees started having sex with all the people flying through and staying at the hotel. And
wait, where is this?
Melbourne.
I gotta go.
And then COVID started back up again.
Yeah, just got back.
And so now they're in extreme lockdown, which I kind of wish that we were in that, even though I don't believe in COVID. Because it would maybe go back to feeling just like camp.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I think this kind of half-lockdown thing is kind of...
So hotel fucking got all them in trouble?
Yeah. Ass got the...
Well, yeah, you get the hot young people sick, and then they just spread it around.
Imagine there's six people who work at the hotel, equal hotness to Pam Ann.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're talking Australia.
How are you
going
to resist?
How am I going to walk?
Exactly.
Fainting.
We're talking Australia where everyone
is basically more than one Pam Ann and one eye view?
Yeah.
My nasal buckle.
Well, the first time Clay ever had a seizure, he's prone to seizures, was when the TV premiere on TNT, or USA, of Barbed Wire.
Yeah. Well, that was because they had a lot of flashing colors really quick, but also... Because
of Pam Anderson, yes. How she looks.
Yeah.
He said, you go, hubba, hubba.
I said, hubba, hubba, hospital.
Do you guys ever watch VIP? Remember VIP?
Is that where they're librarians?
No, I think they were... That's Stacked.
No, wait, that is Stacked?
I think she was a private investigator.
No, I remember VIP. That was during the time the Lit music video came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the Lit music video? You had her little horny ass on screen?
Yeah.
Remember he says, you make me come?
Whoa. No. I mean, I remember the video. I don't remember the song.
I didn't store that in my brain.
That's like the whole song, isn't it?
I didn't store that in the way.
Does VIP stands for Very Important Pamela Anderson?
I think it does. I think it did.
Yeah, makes sense. Very interesting.
Vagina and pussy.
Vagina and pussy?
Yes.
Okay, so. Yeah, get one inside the other.
Yeah. Yeah, how long have we been doing this?
40 minutes, we got about...
That's it? We've only been doing this 40 minutes? Damn.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah, time flies when you're podcasting.
When you're podcasting on the deck.
Yeah.
It's actually really nice. It's a cool out. I wish I had a deck.
Yeah. I have a garage. I have a little cat ranch. Can't do anything in there. There's no power.
You don't have power out there?
Don't have power in my little garage, no.
Oh, really?
No,
that's kind of strange.
Yeah, I had to. We did a thing in there one time. I had my extension cord. But I can't do that no more because I can't let Lenny out. If I did. Maybe not. Actually, I think I can fit under my door. Anywho, gang, you don't need to be hearing this.
Excuse me?
What's that neon light down there?
It looks like an ice cream cone.
I like the sound of that.
I don't know. Yeah, we're looking out at Highland Park right now on my deck and my apartment. Love this crap. Pretty cool.
You know there's a hurricane coming?
To LA?
Alabama.
Oh, yeah?
Lower Alabama.
I thought that there was a hurricane like a week ago. Yeah, or tropical storm, my brother surfed.
Remember when it rained? Did it rain when you went on your little trip?
Oh, wait, it rained for about 10 minutes in New Mexico.
Hang?
Yeah. Did it rain in L.A.?
Never, dude. Never mind. I just thought the other day I saw a video of rain. I go, what's that?
I saw it sprinkled on my car the other day.
Did it rain in Santa Maria where you grew up?
I think
up?
There was thunder. I don't know if there was rain.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, like, ever was there rain.
Oh, yeah. It rained a little bit, yeah.
Did it? Sometimes, did the whole city flip out?
One time El Nino happened, and it was pretty big.
Oh, I remember that.
Did y'all know about rain before internet?
Did you know what rain was?
I guess it was on TV.
Yeah, no, I knew about rain.
When it rained, were you like, what is this?
Did you guys ever, when I used to watch TV as a kid, it would like always rain at night and on TV, just like in basically everything.
Yeah, streets were always wet.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder why, is there somewhere where that happens, or is that, that's just because
sure
it looks
it
nice on
happens
TV.
In like the Northeast or something. But Rod, you kind of were like overlooked, so same with you, y'all were overlooking my California guy accent.
Yeah, I'm what like, was this?
What is this?
Yeah.
Oh, that does actually sound like me.
Is this like Ron?
Yes. Now I know.
That what sounds.
What is this? Yes. Is this like coming from the square?
Yeah, no, that's really good.
That sounds pretty much exactly the way I talk.
Mom, no, I don't want to go to school today because it's raining.
For people that can't watch us right now, Rod is so angry, and he actually has a gun, which I'm actually frightened of.
Mom, I don't want to go to school today because Dragon Ball Z is on, and it's raining.
Yeah, we did call it Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z is on, man.
Rod is so mad.
And
his gun is
running, and
shaking.
I don't want to go to school. Yeah. So, Mom, you can just go ahead and shove it up your big, fat pussy.
Hey, come on.
What?
I wouldn't say that to my mom.
Well, I'm not saying this is you. I'm saying this is
California.
Ron.
Ron Burgundy.
Mom, it's me, Ron. Burgundy. And I'm saying, I didn't get a scar today because Tadar is not a dar to get a ski because he's running. Why aren't you guys laughing?
I'm laughing inside.
I'm not like a vocal laughing.
I'm just trying to pick up what you're saying.
Neither of y'all were laughing at that.
It's just hard.
That was really funny stuff.
I was enjoying it.
No, but it was really funny.
Well, the thing is, it's
it was
just
like really good.
That's like just a normal conversation for me.
That makes sense for Rod, but what about you, Clay?
Yeah, I was screaming in my head laughing so hard.
Yeah, Clay's not really a vocal laugher.
No. Because I don't want to scream into the microphone because, you know, I got COVID.
Same.
Yes.
You guys both have COVID right now?
Yes. I forgot to mention that. Sorry. Up top, I should have brought up that I do have COVID right now. Dang it.
Yeah, you really should let people know.
For the third time.
Yeah.
This is the third. What are you on? Five?
I'm COVID-free. I've had it four times, though, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I have COVID right now. This is my third time. So.
Yeah. I've had COVID. I went from COVID-19 all the way up to COVID-22.
Yes. Wow. That's how that works.
Yep.
Call me when there's COVID 182. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Tell me about it, Rod.
Is that funny?
Yeah. Sign me up when there's COVID 41, some 41. I don't know.
Call me when there's COVID SR71.
Why you always kick me when I'm high?
Were they like a Christian?
No, they feel very Reliant K.
Reliant K.
I actually watched a little documentary about that
Jesus?
Band. About my guy Jesus.
Yes. About SR71?
Yeah.
They had
that one hit song. They never had another hit. But then
what was
that
their
guy,
one hit song? What about you one more time?
Why you wanna kick me when I'm high?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And
big plastic submarine. The lyrics don't really make any sense. Yeah. And now that guy like writes pop songs for Katy Perry or something like that.
Oh, he's still making a living?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He makes like a lot of a living. Yeah, big time living.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I need a big time living.
Today I told someone at Sidewalk Dummy that I would take some of their DVDs and digitize them.
Mm-hmm.
There's some shit on there. Some trash. A band called Big D. Ugh.
Big D.
Fucking trash, dude.
What kind of music?
It's like hip hop ska.
Oh no.
Ugh.
Yikes.
Yeah. Fucking almost blew my friggin' DVD.
And these are DVDs they were?
Yes. DVDs that they had masters of before, you know.
You digitize them and then
had to digitize them, but it didn't really work out.
What are they gonna try and do?
I don't know. Rod, do you have a...
Put them on Amazon?
Rod, how do you get your games, capture your games?
I have a capture card.
I might need to borrow it one day. Sorry, Rod.
You need to borrow my capture card?
I might need to borrow your capture card because I need a HDMI to...
Don't you play... How do you play games?
I do a thing called Shadow, Rod.
Well, I know
Shadow.
You do Shadow. But how... You can't just put it in OBS?
Shadow, it's a whole thing. I don't know, man.
Okay. I mean, it's like, I think doing it from Mac is so much harder than it is from doing it from PC.
Oh, yeah, you're a PC
guy. Guys, let's not talk about Twitch, okay?
Sorry.
Check out my Twitch.
Pisses me off because I don't
have anything. Let me figure out, what have you been doing?
I don't do that. I don't do Twitch.
Every time I ask Whit to do something, he goes, I'm busy. What have you been doing?
Dude, I have been really busy.
Oh my God.
Me and Mitra are trying to find a place to live right now so that every time y'all have wanted to do the podcast, that's when I'm doing that.
Are you moving out in September? Like
October.
Man, you got time, like, my dude.
I know, but we're just trying to be proactive.
Yeah, but you
got to
be proactive.
What are these places that you see? Have you saw one that you loved?
Nope. Well, today we thought we were going to get like literally a dream place. Mount Washington with a view and I don't know whoever lived there before turned one of the rooms into a studio.
Okay.
So
And this was in your price range?
Oh, yeah.
It was comfortable price range, cheap. Or was it like...
No, Nadell is helping us find a place.
Okay.
Our friend Nadell, who is a agent, like a real estate agent person, she's kind of helping Mitra with like long-term house plans. And and she's also helping us find a rental. Yeah. So yeah, anyway, this place was an actual dream, man. And then we thought we were going to get it, and then we found out today we were not.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Sucks.
What about Silver Lake? You ever think about that?
It's weird. This is the first time...
Silver Lake, for the price of a one... this is true because we have opened our options. For the price of a one-bedroom in Silver Lake, it costs the same amount for a three-bedroom in Highland Park.
Right. But you're
that sounds about right.
But you're in Silver Lake.
You know what's weird, though? This is...
So...
What's that, Clay?
You're fucking Silver Lake, so... Don't you ever fucking look somewhere
else. I love yuppies.
I do, too, man.
What?
I do, too. I love them so much. I want to be them.
Clay, you can't whisper right now. I'm too...
Clay is being private.
Money. You know, also, I want a cold turkey sandwich while you're at it.
But there's only the three...
Clay wants to hang out with some yuppies and eat a cold turkey. Yuppie,
give me a cold turkey sandwich.
I just can't
with
hear.
Cold turkey on the side, of course. Just,
I cannot hear. I'm too far away from him.
You
I can't hear what he's saying.
You fucking pussy. Will you get me like that again?
What are you going to do?
Fucking kick your little ass into the fucking ground.
Is he
going to
kick a yuppie's ass?
Wait, what's up? Tell me what you're gonna do. Don't. But we can't have Rod here.
Okay. You guys are lucky. I cannot hear.
What would you do to Rod if no one was looking and no one would find out? I would take my boot off.
Yeah.
I would beat his fucking head in with my boot.
You know what I'd do?
Yeah.
What?
I'd take my keys.
Yeah.
I'd poke the keys through his fucking cheek.
Yes. Yes.
You guys really should speak up. I can't hear anything.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would take his.
Yeah.
Stretch it, put it in his asshole.
What did you guys just say that was funny?
I don't know if we said anything funny.
Clay just saw the this really funny movie.
Yeah.
You guys were doing that quiet thing that you guys do sometimes.
Well, because Clay was telling me about the movie that you haven't seen it. I've seen it, so he didn't want you to know about it.
Was it Inception?
It's really funny. Yeah. No, it was a really it was a comedy.
Oh.
It was The Holiday.
You know what else I would do?
What?
Get a big bell.
Is Jack Black in there?
Yeah.
Put the bell in. Put his head in the bell.
Yeah.
And I would bang the bell.
You ding him around.
You
ding that little bitch around in a bell.
Yeah, he has his dick in his ass.
Yeah. You know what I'd do?
What? I'd tell him to wait outside my apartment.
Yeah.
On the bottom floor.
Right.
And then I would ask my piano movers.
Yes.
Yes. To be moving the piano at the same time into the top story. And I'd tell him to drop the grand piano onto him.
I'd kill him. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, Ron?
What?
And so, hey, I mean, this whole whispering thing about the secret movie that you guys saw, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really funny. That's so really we don't funny. Want you to know about the stuff because Jack Black is in it, Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jude Law. The whole
I'm
going to
watch The
there.
Holiday.
Well, yeah, you've got to watch
The Holiday.
That's the movie you guys were talking about.
Yeah. We just both saw it. It's with Jack Black, Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, the whole gang, Kate Winslet.
Don't they have to switch houses or something? Isn't that it?
It's just like you don't even.
What if you see what I did to Rod?
What?
What's that? I would be breaking some laws if you saw what I did to Rod. Yeah. Me too. Anywho, gang, it's been a really good episode of the podcast. He's angry. He's got his gun out. And anywho, gang, it's a yellow gun. It has, like, the Don't Tread on Me snake on it. Anywho, it's the other side. It says I'm a libertarian. Anywho, gang, that's Rod's gun. He's pointing it at me, so angry. But that's it. Anything else you guys want to say?
Nope.
No, I'm good.
Y'all want to see Bill and Ted tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You gang. Bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.